virtually everybody I know was on it.
The whole of my family went on it.
It was the biggest demonstration coordinated in the history of the whole Earth.
A mass, beautiful movement that's going to stop them from dropping those bombs.
I was on the demonstration on February 15th, 2003, against the Iraq War, and it was huge. It was the first demonstration I'd ever been on, the biggest thing I'd ever seen. When I realized the scale of it, that actually it had happened in about 800 cities around the world, it was the biggest demonstration in history, a year or so later, I suddenly had this idea that this story deserved to be told, that I had one of those light bulb moments. The biggest demonstration in history didn't just happen. There must be something must be going on.
At what point, or was this always the case, did you just decide to focus almost entirely on that first demo and the demonstrations that followed it, rather than the lingering question that remains throughout the film and goes unanswered, in why did they decide to go to war?
That would have been a whole separate film, and I think films have been made about that, and more ought to be made. But in my film, I wanted to tell this unique story of that huge demonstration, why it happened, how it turned out, and also the unreported sort of legacy of that. And I don't want to give the ending away, but I hope that audiences will come and people will come and see it tonight and see for themselves that in a sense, it wasn't the failure, complete failure that everyone thinks it was, that actually it had impacts that have gone unnoticed and unreported.
There's an interview in the first half of the film who says that as she sees it, the world didn't change on September the 11th. It changed on September the 12th when there were these decisions to first go to a war against Afghanistan, which then rolled into the war in Iraq. I thought actually watching it that the world changed again when that first demo failed, when it was not just failed, was completely and utterly ignored, and the numbers were ignored. And as you said, there are 768 cities and in 72 countries. That many voices politicians can remain deaf to. Yes. I thought from that moment onwards, demonstrations changed.
I think that's right. People come out on demonstrations for all sorts of reasons, because they want to make their voice heard. I don't know if necessarily they expect that the demonstration will immediately lead to something, but certainly they want to come and show solidarity with other people and state their agreement or disagreement on a particular issue. Demonstrations are steps that incrementally change people's minds, change society. They don't, each one on its own doesn't maybe do very much. Now there's another question, which is, what do you do apart from demonstrations? Because in a sort of, you know, industrialized capitalist sort of Western democracy, it's very easy for politicians to ignore demonstrations. So, you know, some people took the lesson from February 15th, 2003, that, look, the biggest demonstration happens in history and they ignore it. Well, you know, what else is there left for us to do? Some people disengage from politics, and a lot of young people did that. A lot of adults, you know, did that. The kind of scales fell from their eyes. Now, in other countries, as we saw in Egypt, where really after decades of dictatorship, they had, you know, what else did they have to lose? And they took it one step further. They occupied Tahrir Square. We are not leaving until he leaves. And many people were prepared to lose their lives, and indeed did so. Hundreds of people, you know, died. I agree with you that I think that was also another turning point. My feeling is that on an issue as important as going to war, then the voices of people, especially on that sort of scale, has to give pause for thought, if nothing else.
They started in the South Pacific.
It was Australia, it was Sydney.
North Asia, South Asia.
Malaysia, Philippines, it was India.
Russia, Africa, across into Europe. And then finally, it came to New York.
Not in our names! Not in our names!